Now, besides asking questions, besides visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, and gustatory, getting people to experience the value of buying in all five senses, the last thing I could share with you is the idea of the system of what we call point, tell, and paint. That is, if somebody starts to kind of maybe not feel like this is something they should do, you know, they're like logically convinced, but they're not all the way over the edge, one of the ways to do it is real simple. Three steps. Point. Point out what they want it for. In other words, all you got to do is put their problem back in their mind, put their desire back in their mind. And the way you do that is just simply come along and ask somebody a question. The kind of question that you would ask that person is, first of all, to create the desire, you got to first determine their urbans and lurbans. In other words, what are their values? We've already done that, right? What do they want most in life? They want freedom? Do they want adventure? Do they want security? What do they want? They want success. So we know what they want most emotionally and what they want most logically to justify buying. But then all we got to do is say, okay, point. You want a blank that will blank. Is that correct? Is that correct? And what's that called? A test what? Close. You're immediately clarifying, are you on track? And they're making a commitment. So I know you want a blank that will blank. Is that correct? I know you want a computer system that will be absolutely efficient and do this. I know you want a car that you know will be the best in the world. I know that what you really want is to make an investment in a home that will bring you a return over the next 5 years, but also give you a cozy environment for your family. Isn't that what you want? So immediately point it out. I know you want to come up with a system to stop losing all this money from employees stealing. You know, I know you want a way to have your accounting be consistent, don't you? So you immediately go back and hopefully point out a wound. Point out the reason they're buying in the first place. Make it real again by making them refocus. You can easily open somebody's wound and create a greater desire to buy just by talking about their problems. Just talk about them. Say, you know, I know that you're not quite sure about this, and I also know that if you don't change from what you've told me, it's going to cost you this, this, and this, and this. Isn't that right? I hate to have you see you continue to go through that. That's not something you want, is it? So again, what you're doing is closing along the way. So first of all, point. Point and remind them of what their desire is. And what you're doing is you're taking their problem and putting it back in their lap, which creates some motivation again. So point right away. B, tell. Our blank will do that for you. So what you got to do is, now that you've pointed out what it is, you need to just reassure them again, make it more real for them. This will do it for you. Be very specific. Our product will do this for you. And then C, paint. And this is the key where we want to unleash their imagination. And what you got to do is paint that when you own this blank, this product, and blank happens. So when you own this computer system and all of a sudden your efficiency in your accounting department jumps to 30%, and you walk in and you set a time and place. This is critical. Hear me on this. So when you own this and blank happens, and you put what you know they want to have happen or what you've stated, when blank happens, set the time and place. Is that what you really want? So for example, when you are in a position where you own this computer system and you've got 30% more efficiency in your office and you walk in there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and people are not concerned and upset because they haven't got their check on time, everything's already done, and people feel happy and they feel good, the question I've got, is that what you want? And they say, yeah, that's what this is about. And then you assume the sale. So let me just ask you a question. What's your address? And you start to do, let's say, an order blank close. Or so let me just ask you, do you want it on Thursday or Friday? Or let me ask you a question. You want it in blue? Do you want the executive model or the junior model? Or you ask them a minor close. Something like, well, would you like envelopes done with the brochures that are being done so you have something to mail them with also? They say yes to the envelopes. They've also said yes to the brochure. The point is, you want to assume the sale, but what you want to do is use this point, tell, and paint. And the most important part is the painting part. Make sure you unleash their imagination, because they can come up with all kinds of things. Ask them, say, God, if all this worked out, what could really happen to your business? If all things we said were true, what could happen? Standard close again for us in our organizations, walk in and say, what would you want out of a seminar? If you were going to have a seminar for your people, what would be most important? What would be the two or three things that would be most important for you to get? And they'll tell us. They'll say, out of those three, what's the most important one of all? And they tell us their highest urban. So we say, in your company, what would be the three most important reasons for you to take a seminar like this? If you're going to do a seminar and it really got results for you, if it really got results, what would be three results you'd have to get out of that seminar? And they'll tell us, and we say, which one of those is most important? Now they told us their number one urban. What's the biggest emotional reason to buy now? Maybe their urban also, logical reasons to buy now. Then we say, if you don't get that, What will it cost you? What potentially could it cost you in the next 5 years if that doesn't change? What have we done? We've unleashed their imagination. Much more powerfully than if we say, if you don't change this, you know what's going to cost you? No. We want to unleash them. And they start talking and thinking and all those kinds of things. And we say, listen, if you were to get this thing, if we could help you turn this around and you really got this result, what would you gain over the next 5 years? How would your business be greater? How much more enjoyment would you get? How much more success? How much more profitable? And now their brain starts to go crazy answering all these questions. They come up with all these different answers. Then you say, listen, if we could really show you a way to do that, you'd be really interested in doing it, wouldn't you? The person will say, of course I would. Now you've done your test close. Now you're ready to go in for a final close. So the point is, what you've done is you've asked questions that made buying heaven and not buying hell. You've not told them that. You've elicited that. The way to make it real is get them to tell you. Don't you tell them. Don't turn it that way.